Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about companies and evaluation. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, hi Frederick, I'd be curious to know, how do you as a prospective employee evaluate a company during an interview? Thank you. Well, so usually the way I evaluate a company is a bit about first and foremost, I evaluate based on a number of technical factors that I want to know before I say this or that, and then a few social factors when I actually talk to the people in the company. So an example would be let's say for the sake of argument that I'm going to join your company. Now, the first thing that I want to know is, what technical stack do you use? And when I know the tech stack, which is like just the, you know, the buzzwords that we're doing this, that, and the, you know, we're using, I don't know, C# with .NET Core or like .NET, or, and like for the front end we're using this, like, and then we're using, I don't know, Azure, or like, it doesn't really matter what it is, right? I just want to know, like, so, and that's usually included in the the job specification, but the other part of it is that I also want to know, what processes do you have in place? How do you do work? Like, how do you ship things and so forth? And I can tell a lot on about the company itself based on how they have structured their teams, how the work is, like how they deploy things, like, and like how does their release cycle actually look. Now, the reason why I want to know about the release cycle is because that cycle, explaining that process to me, is only something that someone who actually knows their shit is going to be able to know whilst doing the interview, which means that I can basically pinpoint immediately if I'm in a meeting with anybody who knows anything about the actual job itself. And that is very important to me, because if I am in a meeting with all managers, all people who are like, they are all talk, they don't actually know anything, they won't be able to explain to me how they do this. And I've been in many, many interviews where this has happened, where I ask something very basic, could you walk me through how the developers get their code into production? And like, they will only say like really basic things like, oh yeah, we're using Safe or we're using Scrum. And that basically means to me that they don't actually know what I'm asking. And I mean, that's not a deal breaker per se, but it gives me an understanding of, okay, this is how they do their interviews, which means that they are interviewing people and evaluating their proficiency for the job without ever including a technical person in those sorts of conversations. They're not even, in many cases, this is like a given to them. They don't even consider having other tech people as part of the interviewing process, which means that they're hiring people without actually knowing whether or not they're good or bad, usually. If there's no like follow-up step where I'm actually talking to a technical person. And that tells me a lot, I would say. And it gives me a very good sensation of what sort of management structure they're actually using, which is very important to me. Because now, I see things in pros and cons. I never, like, nothing is ever like a complete deal breaker, but I want to get a feel for the general vibe of what the type of company I'm dealing with. And that brings us to, like, these are the two main technical things, because if I can hear that there's a technical person in the conversation, they will be able to answer that question. It's actually the same question I usually ask when I'm interviewing engineering managers or leads or like people who are going to be architects or whatever. I just ask them, can you explain to me how you set up a CI pipeline? What steps are included and how do you make sure that that process works well? Because it's basically the backbone of the entire development process. If you can explain that, you understand software development usually. If you can't explain that in a fairly detailed manner on how to do that, you don't actually know how we ship code, usually. So the social aspects then comes in, and that basically, that's why that question I think is so magical. Because it creates a foundation for follow-up questions. And so let's say for the sake of argument that they can't answer that question, that is a big red flag for me. but it also means that I now have, if they can answer it, that's great, because that leads to follow-up discussions. But even so, I like to ask a little bit about sort of how the product teams are developed, like what product teams they have, what my role is about, and sort of the team that I'm working with, what are they actually doing? That's a very dangerous question. I usually leave that to the end of the conversation, if there is any time for me to actually ask that question. The reason being because that's the sort of question that is high level enough that anybody can answer it, basically. And what they usually do is they waste an hour explaining all the things they do in their own business talk, which is like, oh, they start using abbreviations that are product specific to their system. You don't actually know what they're saying. They're like just like you regurgitating like a bunch of terms that you have no idea what it means, none of it. And that's why it's a very dangerous question. So I only pull that out if I actually really need to, because as I said, usually by just understanding the role, and by understanding the CI pipeline and how that's being done, I know enough. And the way that the things that another thing that is worth mentioning now is that I've reached a point in my career now where the likelihood of me finding like a company where I will be able to stretch my skills to the levels that I would like is getting a little bit thinner in terms of like the stuff that I've been doing for most of my career now. So when I ask for like a job description or like a role description, I'm usually very much on the lookout for this, like the specific role and what it's about. It's really only if I'm open to anything where I will accept someone telling me that, no, yeah, we have many teams and you can join any of those teams. That's not good enough for me usually. If I'm in a fortunate position where I can pick, that's usually a bad answer, because if you can quote unquote pick wherever you want, then they're basically just hiring you to do like standard development tasks for product teams. Usually it doesn't really, like they don't actually have a role. They're just trying to staff up in general, and they're trying to just put you in some team. So the role that you are looking at is most likely just going to be yet the same thing that you've done before. And for a lot of people, that might be the right thing. But if you're looking for something a little bit more tailored, it's very important that you have sort of an idea of what type of role you're looking for, and that you get to talk to someone who can actually describe that role very, very specifically to you. An example would be, if you wanted to be a site reliability engineer, an SRE type of person, if someone just says to you, yeah, you're just going to join one of our teams, that's a really bad situation usually, because that is a highly specialized role usually, where it is actually so loosely defined that you could be doing anything. Literally anything. It could mean anything if you wanted it to. It's the same thing as like QA engineer or something like that. If you don't get into the details of how that role works within that company, you could end up doing absolutely nothing. You could just be wasting your time, because they might not. They may be saying that this is what they need, but they don't actually need that person, and you're going to end up fired like a few weeks later because they don't actually know that this is what they want. And I've seen this many times, guys. I've actually warned some people about that. That some the cost a company pays for learning how to run their own company, usually this is very common in the startups, by the way, is that they hire somebody that they don't actually need, or that they don't really, they just do an ad hoc decision, realize that it doesn't work out, and then they get rid of you. So you become a casualty of somebody else's education. So that's why it's very important with those more advanced roles to really, really get into the details of what the role actually means and what specific projects that they are dealing with that role is sort of tailored for. Because if you can't get into that level of detail, it's very unlikely that you're going to have a good time. So what I want you to take away from this is that the way that I usually evaluate a company is that, first and foremost, you should know that it's very difficult to evaluate companies, because usually there is no thought whatsoever given to the candidates reviewing of the company. Usually you don't know much about the company. That's why, as I said, my golden, I would almost go to the point where I call it a silver bullet question for the company is to ask, how do you, can you explain to me how do you do the release? How does the delivery pipeline look? Because by that single question, you will get a full description of your daily job, basically, if you have a good person that you're talking to. And if you have the wrong person, it also tells you something. Because if they can't explain how the CI pipeline works for whatever team they're dealing with, they don't actually know how the job is done. And you're talking to someone who could, like you, then it's a like a crapshoot. Then basically you're down to make sure that the salary is good, make sure that the technology seems interesting, because these are the only things that you can sort of bet on, because you have so little information to go on. But if they can answer that question, that will give you more information about the company than anything else, in my experience. Nothing, almost nothing else is, because everything else is subjective. Everything, and as I said, I usually avoid trying to ask too much about like the product specific questions and what the teams are sort of doing in the product area, or I put that at the later stages, because it's the sort of thing that can like chew up an entire interviewing session like that, because everybody can talk forever about it and you might not actually learn so much about it. I usually avoid everything from like how much testing do you do, all of this sort of stuff, because it's all subjective. If you can just get a description of how they ship things into production, that's usually enough for me to derive sort of, because I can assume now based on experience that most companies are the same. When they're using the same sort of tooling, I've never really been in a company where they've done something so vastly different when they're using the same sort of tools that it's like mind-blowingly different. Usually it's enough if I just know how they deliver things, and from that I can tell, okay, this seems to be a company that has like modern practices, it seems like they're doing all the right things, etc., etc., and they have a really cool tech stack, and the guy I was talking to, or the girl, or whoever, seemed to be a very nice, sociable person, and the salary is great, etc., etc. These are the sorts of things that I try to figure out, and as I said, it's a limited amount of time that you have to figure it out, but if you start, if that question usually helps me get the whole thing rolling. Have a great day.